Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, which begins with the Mishnah before in the Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ha'imer la'chulin shaychel achoy kosher v'idachi tahar v'tamei neiser u'pigol aser." The Ran and other Rishonim ask the following kasha. Then when he says Vaikasher Voidachi, that we say he means Vaikasher Ela Aser, who says he means Aser Mishum Neder? Maybe he means Aser Mishum Iser. And as we know, the halacha is that a matfis bedover ha'aser is not Aser. In order for Hatfasa to work, Hatfasa only works if he is matfis bedover ha'noder and not bedover ha'aser. That is the kasha of the Ran. The Ran answers the kasha by saying, Ki vun the ikom emer hachi, as we know no chumra. Since we can understand that he said Vaikasher Voidachi, that he means Aser, that he could either mean Aser Mishum Neder or Aser Mishum Iser, therefore we apply the halacha of Stam Nedarim LaAchmer, that wherever we have a suffix, we go L'chumra. Now, here one has to understand that the Ran's Kasha, as we find that the Mishnah Melech asks in Perak Aleph Milchus Nedarim Alachi Yedches. As we find before in the Ran and Daf Beis, the Ran and Daf Beis and Aleph understands that when someone says kikar zel aser lai, that the kikar becomes aser is because kikar zel aser lai is considered an ikar haneder. And we do not say that the only ikar haneder is a neder of atfasa, only if he is matvis this kikar and something else that is a davar another. But rather we say that kikar zel aser lai is itself considered an ikar haneder, even if he was not matvis this kikar in a davar another. If so, what was the Ran's kasha? If we understand Vaikasher Voidachi to mean that he is saying Dover Zeh Aser Alai, even without him saying Dover Zeh Aser Alai Kedavar Anoder, still the Kikar becomes Aser. Since the Lashon of Aser Alai itself is considered an Ikar Aneder without any Hatfasa whatsoever. That is the Kasha that the Mishnah Melech asks on the Ran. So here to answer the Mishnah Melech's Kasha on the Ran, one has to say as follows. That the Ran understands that we learned in our Mishnah, that if someone says Oikasher Voidachi, that he becomes Aser, by saying Oikasher Voidachi, he is saying that this Kikar should be like something else which is Oikasher Voidachi. That this Kikar should be like something else which is Aser. And since he is saying this Kikar should be like something else which is Oikasher Voidachi, for the reason the Ran asks, who says he's being matvis this kikar in a davar another? Maybe he's only being matvis this kikar in a davar aser. Maybe he's only saying that this kikar should be like something else, which is a davar aser. And that fasa b'davar aser does not work. And for the reason the Ran has to answer his kasha by saying stam nedarim lahachmir. The Ran asks his kasha both on the case of oikasher and on the case of oidachi. In both cases, when he says oikasher oidachi, that we say that he means to say Aser, Vaikasher Ela Aser, Vaidachi Ela Aser. For that reason, the Ran asks, who says that he is coming to Matfis Bedavar another? Maybe he's only coming to Matfis Bedavar Aser. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues, and the Rosh explains, when someone says Vaikasher, what he means to say is that his Kikar should be like a carbon in which it is Shaykh to have Kashras Upaslas. Only by a carbon can we have a carbon which is kosher and a carbon which is pasal. And therefore when he says Vaikasher, we say that he's referring to a carbon, that this kikar should be like a carbon. Only as far as Oidachi. That the Rashi explains Oidachi like the Ran. That Oidachi means this kikar should not be mutter, rather aser. There the Rashi asks the Ran's Kasha, who says that he is coming to matvis this kikar bedavar another? Maybe he's only coming to matvis this kikar bedavar haaser. Tesis, on the other hand, argues as far as Oidachi as well. Tesis explains that Dachi is referring to Tumah V'Tahara. And since Tumah V'Tahara is only Shaykh as far as Karbonis are concerned, only by Karbonis, is there a Kepeda that the Karbon should be Tara and not Tumay? For that reason we say that when he says Oidachi, he's saying that this Kikar should be like a Karbon. And for that reason, according to Tesis, one does not have to say that the reason why one is Aser is because we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. Well, here there is a tremendous nafkamina between the Ran, Rosh, and Tesfis. What is halacha in a case that someone said Vaikasher Voidachi and he ate the kikar, is he chayev malkas or not? Well, here according to the Ran and the Rosh, that understand that our Mishnah is based on that we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, L'chira, he's only Aser Misafek, and since he's only Aser Misafek, if someone went and ate that kikar after they said Kasher Udachi, they will not be Chayiv Malkus. On the other hand, according to Tesis, and so too we find in the Ritva that understand that Kasher Udachi is referring to carbon, that he is Aser when he says Kasher Udachi, he is Aser Mitam Vadai. And since he is Aser Mitam Vadai, he will be Chayiv Malkus as well. L'chira, according to the Rashi, comes out that there's a difference between Kasher and Udachi. As far as Kasher is concerned, we say that when he said Kasher, he meant that his kikar should be also like a carbon, and therefore he will be Chayav Malkus. On the other hand, as far as Udachi is concerned, since the whole halacha of Udachi is dependent upon that we say Safek Nedarim L'Achmer, there will not be a Chayav Malkus. But if one looks carefully at the Rosh, and so too one sees in the Rosh later on, the Rosh understands that we say Safek Nedarim L'Achmer is not Misafek, is not based on the halach of Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra, that by all Yisur Daraisa we go a Chumra Misafek, but rather that we say Stam Nedarim L'Achmer is because we say that his Das was on a Dover or another. Wherever we have a Safek, we say that his Das was a Chumra. And therefore, even by Udachi, according to the Rosh, one will be Chayav Malkus, since the Isser, even by Udachi, is not Mitam Safek, but rather Mitam Vadai, based on the Rosh's understanding of Safek Nedarim L'Achmer. On the other hand, according to the Ran, who understands Stam Nedarim L'Achmer is only Misafek, based on that we say Sveika Dereis Al-Chumra, as one sees in the Ran later on in Dafid Chesam Beis, both in the case of Kasher and in the case of Udachi, which according to the Ran are based on the rule of Safek Nedarim L'Achmer, there will not be a Chayav Malkus. Since Safek Nedarim L'Achmer is only because we say Sveika Dereis Al-Chumra, and therefore the whole Isser is only an Isser Misafek. That we explain that the Rosh understands that we say Safek Nedarim L'Achmer is not Aser Misafek, but rather we say that the Kavon of the one who made the Neder is Al-Chumra, the Isser is Mitam Vada and not Mitam Safek, is Ochera the Rosh Hashitasi, as we mentioned before in our previous year on Davav, that the Rosh understands that any time we have a Safek as far as how to understand what he meant to say with his Neder, and there is no Mashmos one way more than the other, even according to the Mandamer who understands that a Yad She'enei Meichiach is considered a Yad of a Neder, still the Neder will not be considered a Neder. And for that reason, had the Halacha of Safek Nedarim L'Achmer been a Halacha Misafek, then the Neder would not be considered a Neder at all, and even Misafek we would not have to be Machmer. But now one has to understand Pshat in the Ran. How can the Ran go and say that the Halacha of Safek Nedarim L'Achmer is Halacha Misafek because we say Sveika Dereis Al-Chumra, at least according to Mandamer that Yad She'enoi Mechiach Lehavi Yad, in order for the Neder to be considered a Neder, one needs a Mashmos, one needs a Echacha. And since there is no Echacha, if his Neder is a Neder or not, we should say that Misafek, his Neder is not a Neder, and we should not say Stam Nedarim L'Achmer. So here from the Ran one sees that we say that according to Mandamer that Yad She'enoi Mechiach Lehavi Yad, the neder is only a neder if there is a chacha that he means to make a neder, is only as far as yadeis nedarim are concerned. Someone said the yad of a neder, and his yad of a neder is not meichiach one way more than the other, then we say the yad she'enei meichiach lehav yad and his neder is not a neder. But as far as the Mishnah and Dafi Chesam Beis, that the Mishnah says stam nedarim la'achmir, that he said a full neder, he said harei alai kebasar maliach, he did not just say a yad of a neder. Just our suffix is, what Basar Maliach was he referring to? Was he referring to Basar Maliach, which is a Davar Anoder? Or was he referring to Basar Maliach, which is a Davar Aser? Over there we say, Stam Nedarim L'Achmer Misafik. And so too one has to say as far as our Mishnah as well. Though when he says, I kosher v'loidachi, it is not considered a Yad of a Neder, but rather he is saying a full Lashon Neder. He's saying this Kikar should be Aser, just like something which is like kosher, and just like something which is like dochi. Just our suffix is, what is he referring to? Is he referring to a davar ha'aser or a davar ha'nader? So again, from the Ran one sees that our Mishnah is not a Mishnah of Yadais. The Ritva on the other end argues, and the Ritva explains that our Mishnah is a Mishnah of Yadais. As the Ritva says, V'tayim v'da'aser mishum da'achi kamer ma'asha'ichu mishalcha lo yeichuan v'ay kosher, V'idachi al korban v'have yad haneder. That the Ritva understands that our Mishnah is a Mishnah of Yadis is a chayyah because the Ritva is going with Shitasei on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That Ritva understands that Iker HaNeder is if he says Davar Zeh Aser Alay Kekarban, he has to say a Lashon Aser. If he does not say Lashon Aser, it is only considered a Yad of a Neder. And therefore, for that reason in our Mishnah that he did not say Lashon Aser, it is only considered a Yad of a Neder. But now one has to understand. The Ritva himself explains that our Mishnah is based on that we say Safek Nedarim LaHachmer. As Ritva says, when someone says Achu and Sheichalach, there are two ways how to explain Achu and Sheichalach. We can either explain Achu and Sheichalach as one long word, or we can explain Achu and Sheichalach as if he's saying two words. Loi, Chu and Sheichalach. The Isser of our Mishnah is based on that we explain Achu and Sheichalach as two words. Loi, Chu and Sheichalach. If Achu will be one word, then we would explain that when he says Achu and Sheichalach to mean that whatever I eat should be chuin, and whatever I eat should be mutter and not aser. Only if we explain Achuin as two words, then we say that when he said Achuin, he meant to say Loi chuin sheichalach, that whatever I eat from you should not be chuin, and should be aser. And that we explain Achuin sheichalach as two words, and not as one word, is based on the halacha of Stam Nedarim LaHachmer, that we are machmer misafik. If the whole halacha of our Mishnah is based on the parsha of Yodes, how can we be machmer misafek? L'chayr, the yad is a yad she'enoy meichiach. So l'chayr, to answer the kasha, one has to say as follows. That since the safek in our Mishnah is as far as how to explain the words that he said l'achuin sheichalach. And we have a safek how to explain the words that he said l'achuin. Did he mean to say one word, l'achuin, which would mean that the kikar should be considered l'achuin and the kikar should be mutzer? Or did he mean to say two words, l'achuin, that the kikar should not be chun and the kikar should be aser? Since there are two ways to explain the words that he said, we say safik nedarim lahachmir and we are machmir misafik. And even though the halach of our Mishnah is based on yadais, and yad she'enei mechiach hoyhav yad, that is only if there is no hechacha, how tends off his dibur. That is only if our safik is in the words that were left unsaid. Then we say that a yad she'enei mechiach hoyhav yad, and we cannot go off and end off his dibur from if we are not sure how to end off his dibur. But in our Mishnah, the suffix is in the words that he said. How to understand the words that he said? What did he mean with the words that he said? And then we say, suffix nedarim lahachmir. But still one has to understand. If the reason why our Mishnah is considered yadais is because he did not say lashon aser, and we need the parasha of Yodes to consider as if he said a Lashon Aser. As far as Lashon Aser is concerned, it is a Yad She'enoy Mechiach, since we need the parasha of Yodes for us to be able to go and see as if he said a Lashon Aser. As far as Aser, there is no Hechacha that he means to say Aser if Achuon is one word and not two words. So to answer this, Kasha, one has to say as follows, that since as far as our Safik, in the words that he said, Fachun is one word or two words, we say Safek Nedarim LaHachmer. And we are Machmer Misafek, and we see as if he said Loichuin. Now when it comes to our other Shaila, as far as that, he did not say Lashon Aser, and we need the Parsha of Yodes to consider as if he said Lashon Aser, we see as if there is a Chacha that he said Lashon Aser, since we were already Machria, that Lachuan is two words and not one word, with the parasha of Safik Nedarim Lahachmir. Since based on the parasha of Safik Nedarim Lahachmir, we were machriya that Lachuan is two words, therefore we have a Chacha that he meant to say Aser, and therefore the Yad is considered a Yad HaMeichiach and not a Yad She'ine Meichiach. That is a Chaya, how one can explain the Shita of the Ritva. From the Ritva comes out, that we differentiate between Stam Nedarim LaHachmir and a Yad She'enei Mechiach, that a Yad She'enei Mechiach Lo Yav Yad, is not as Ashalmi Nedarim explains before in the Gemara and Daf Hei. That Yodes Nedarim need more than a regular Neder, based on the Gemara's Drasha on Daf Hei Mebeis, that Yodes need Hafla. For a Yad of a Neder to be considered a Neder, one needs Hafla, one needs to see a clear Neder in his Yad. From the Ritva one sees that even though in this Yodes Nedarim of our Mishnah there is no clear neder taking place, it is not clear that he is making a neder, since we can explain Achun as one word and not as two words, still we apply the halacha of Safek Nedarim LaHachmir. The difference between Safek Nedarim LaHachmir and Yodes Nedarim is only that if there is no Hechacha, there is no Yad whatsoever. but not that the Nedarim of Yadeh's Nedarim need more than a regular Neder needs. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Havruah, my Lechun, Loi Lechun, Loi Havei Ol Karben, Mani Mas Nisen, Ira Meir, Loi Sli Mechalav, Ata Shemea Hein, De Tanan, Remeir, Oimer, Kol Tanai, Sheinai, Ketanai, B'nei Gara, B'nei Ruvain, Einai Tanai. The Gemara ends off by saying that our Mishnah is going according to Behuda, who understands that Mechalav, Ata Shemea Hein. Now to explain that, the Gemara understands that our Mishnah is based on the Sheet of Rabbi Huda. That Mechalav, Ata Shemea Hein, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ran explains that even though in our Mishnah that he said Rachun Sheichalach, we explain Rachun to mean Rachun Sheichalach, but still he only said Rachun Sheichalach, and he did not say Kekarben Sheichalach. For that reason, our Gemara understands that our Mishnah is based on Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Mechalav, Ata Shemea Hein, and by saying Rachun Sheichalach, we see as if he said Kekarben Sheichalach. That is how the Ran explains our Gemara. The Tesirash, on the other hand, differentiates between Rachuin and Loichuin. Only in the case of our Mishnah that he said Rachuin Shoichalach, do we have to come on to the Shita of Rabbi Huda who holds Mechla Lav Ata Shemea Hein. In a case that he said Loichuin Shoichalach, even according to the Shita of Rameir, who understands that Mechla Lav Ata Shemea Hein, still his Neder will be considered a Neder. And so too we find that the Rachel Mishnah and Perakalov Mehoches and Dar Malchit Ches and the Goyin and Bira Gron Chish Mishpat Simon Chav Zayin Sef Beis explain the Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam and Alachit Ches says, Hoimer l'chaveirei koma sha'ich l'mchal lo yehei chulin, oi lo yehei kasher, lo yehei dachi, oi lo yehei tar, harezek misha'omer lo koma sha'ich l'mchal yiyah karben shu wasser. The Ravid in Alach HaChaf asks a seeming steer in the Rambam. In the Rambam in Alach HaChaf, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein. If the Rambam does not hold of Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein, and so to one sees in that the Rambam says that one needs a Tanai Kafel, if so, how can the Rambam say in Alach Yidches that if someone says Loi Chuan Shoichalach, that he becomes Aser? L'chari, if one does not hold of Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein, by saying Rachun Sheichalach, he should not become Aser. The Lacha Mishnah and the Goyin both say that our Gemara says that our Mishnah is dependent upon the Shita of Yehuda is only because he said Rachun in one word. But if he said Loi Chun Sheichalach, then even according to the Shita of Rameir, who does not hold of Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein, still we will consider as if he actually said Karben. That is how the Lacha Mishnah and the Goyin explain the Shita of the Rambam. In the Ritva, we find a third Mahalach. The Ritva is Geiris in our Mishnah that he said, Rachulen Shaloi Oichalach, which we explain to mean that whatever I do not eat from you should be chulen. And that our Mishnah says that he is Aser is only because we say Mechalav Ata Shemei Hein, and we see as if he said that whatever I eat from you should not be chulen. And that is why our Mishnah is dependent upon the Shita of Rabbi Huda. And our Mishnah is not going according to a mayor who understands we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein. But if someone says La Chuan Sha'ichalach or Loi Chuan Sha'ichalach, then one would become Aser in dependence of Rabbi Huda Shita that Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein, since by saying La Chuan or Loi Chuan, he is saying that what I eat from you should be considered like a korban. That is how the Ritva explains our Gemara. So again, we have a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. In a case that someone says Loi Chuan Sheichalach, do we have to come on to the Shita of Rabbi Huda who holds Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein in order for one to become Aser? Or even without the Shita of Rabbi Huda, even according to a mayor, if someone says Loi Chuan Sheichalach, he will become Aser? Since by saying Loi Chuan Sheichalach, you are saying that what I eat from you should be considered like a korban. The Ran, and so too one sees in our Sagas Haravid, and so too is Mashma and the Rashba, understands that even in a case that someone said Loi Chuan Sheichalach, still one has to come on to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who understands that Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein, according to a mayor, the Neder will not be considered a Neder. The Rambam, Tosfos HaRosh, and the Ritva argue and understands that in a case of Loi Chuan Sheichalach, independence of the Halacha Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein, still one will become Aser. The Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam, according to the understanding of the Lacha Mishnah and the Gra, hold that in a case of lachu and sheichalach, there one has to come on to the sheet of Yehuda, who understands that we say mechalav ata shemehain. The Ritva, on the other hand, understands that even in a case of lachu and sheichalach, one does not have to come on to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, even according to a mayor, the neder will be considered a neder. Well, one has to understand pshat and the Ran, Ravid and the Rashba. What is a pshat? That if someone says, loichu and sheichalach, we need the halacha mechalav ata shemehain in order for the neder to be considered a neder, Lachira, he clearly said, loy chulen shoy chalach, which means it should not be considered a chulen, but rather a carbon. So from the Ran, Ravid, and Rashba, one sees the following chiddush. That even though, as far as his intentions are concerned, by saying loy chulen shoy chalach, we see that his intentions are that whatever he eats should be considered as if it is a carbon, but still, for a nether, that is not enough. For a nether, one needs more than just seeing one's intentions. For a nether, one needs a clear dibur. And therefore, by saying, Oichu and Shoichalach, still one has to come on to the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda that we say, Mechalav Ata Shemehain, in order for us to see a clear dibur, for the nether to be considered a nether. That is the first Chiddush that one sees in the Shita of the Ran, Ravid, and Rashba. But now one has to understand what happened to the Parsha of Yodesh. Well, here in the parish of Yodesh, one sees that even without a complete dibor of neder, still the neder is considered a neder with that he just expressed a yad of a neder. So here from these Rishonim, one sees that the way Yodesh Nedarim work is that we see that he said a complete neder, and we go and complete his neder for him. But that we go and complete his neder for him with the parish of Yodesh Nedarim is only if he left words out. If he left words out, with the parish of Yodesh Nedarim, we see as if he said those words. But if he did not leave any words out, then we cannot go and complete his nether for him, and therefore we are missing in his dibur of nether. He did not express a complete nether. That is the shita of the Ran, Ravid, and Rashba. But now one has to know, pshat, in the Rishonim argue on the Ran, Ravid, and Rashba, and understands that in a case that he said, one does not need the Shita of Yehuda of Mukhalav Atashamehain in order for the nether to be considered a nether. Is it because they understand that in order for a nether to be considered a nether, all one needs is that the nether expresses his intentions, that his intentions are to make a nether, and for that reason when he says, he expressed his intentions that whatever I eat from you should be considered like a carbon. And for that reason, we do not need the sheet of Rabbi Huda of Mechalav Ata Shemehain, is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that they understand that when someone says, Oichuan Shoichalach, he is clearly saying carbon? Saying Oichuan is the same exact thing as saying carbon. That is Ocher, the basis of the Machoikes between the Tosfos HaRosh, the Rambam, and the Ritva. The Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam understands that for a nether it is not enough just to express one's intentions, but rather one needs a complete dibur of neder. And for that reason they understand that in the case of lachu and shoichalach, one needs the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we say mechalav ata shemehain. Just they understand that when the neder says loichu and shoichalach, it is as if he is actually saying a korban shoichalach, since loichu and korban is the same exact thing. On the other hand, the Ritva understands that by a nether, all one needs to do is to express his intentions in order for the nether to be considered a nether. And therefore, even lachu and sheichalach, even though lachu and sheichalach is not the same thing as saying kekarben sheichalach, but still, since he expressed his intentions, that his intentions are to make a nether, that itself is enough for the nether to be considered a nether, independent of that we say mechalav ata shemehain. So again, from the Ran, Ravid, and Rashba, one sees that the Ran, Ravid, and Rashba understands that our Mishnah has to come on to the Shita of Yehuda that we say Mechalav Ata Shemehain is because only according to Yehuda do we have a complete Dibur of Neder. In other words, they understand that Yehuda says that we say Mechalav Ata Shemehain is not just that Yehuda understands that Mechalav we can understand the Hain, but rather, Rabbi Yehuda understands that Mechalav we see as if he's actually saying Hain. And since Mechalav we see as if he's actually saying Hain, for that reason, when the Neder says Oichuan, we see as if he's actually saying Karbin. And for that reason, the Neder is considered a Neder. On the other hand, according to the Ritva, all that the Gemara is proving for Rabbi Yehuda is that we say mechalav ata shemehein, that from lav we can understand that he means to say hein. And we do not necessarily see in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda mechalav ata shemehein, that we see as if he is actually saying the hein. But rather, all Rabbi Yehuda says is that the mechalav ata shemehein, from that he said lav, we can understand the hein, which according to the Ritva is enough for the neder to be considered a neder. But now one has to understand Pshat and the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam according to the Lachem Mishnah and the Goyin. If, according to the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam, if someone says Lo Yichulin Shoichalach, it is considered as if they are actually saying Kekarma Shoichalach, and therefore one does not need the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda in order for the Neder to be a Neder, even when he says Lachulin Shoichalach, we should say as well that if Lachulin means Lo Yichulin, then we should consider as if he is saying Kekarban, and therefore, independent of the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Neder should be considered a Neder. And if Achun does not mean Oichun, then even according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, why is the Neder considered a Neder? So before we explain the Shita of the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam, let us first explain that the Gemara says our Mishnah is dependent upon the Machlokes for Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that we see the Rameir says that Mechalav from that, the Rameir says, the obvious kash is, what did the Gemara see in Rameir? Where did the Gemara see in Rameir? The Rameir holds Mechalav Iata Shemehain. Maybe Rameir agrees that Mechalav Ata Shemehain, just Rameir has a raya from Tanai Vnei Gorib Nei Ruvain that one needs to be Kaifal once Tanai. So, Chir of Mar Gemara one sees that had Rameir understood that we say Mechalav Ata Shemehain, then it would not be necessary to be kufel a tnai, since automatically a tnai is considered a tnai kafel. Since we say mechalav ata shemehein, automatically the tnai is a tnai kafel, even without expressing both the tzad of lav and the tzad of hein. Now, one has to understand, what is the pshat in that the Rameir says we do not say mechalav ata shemehein? Is it because Rameir understands that even though he said lav, that is not enough for us to consider as if he said hein, and therefore as far as Tanoim is concerned, since we were now from Tanoim Bnei Gadim Neruvin, one has to express both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein. By saying the Tzad Lav, it is not considered as if he expressed the Tzad Hein. Is that the Pshat in Rameir? Or do we say no? The Rameir understands Mechalav Iyat HaShemeh Hein, that from that he said Lav, we do not understand from the Lav that he means to say hein. Not only is not considered that he expressed the hein, but we do not even see that he means the hein. This shaila is l'chira machlokes harishonim. In the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchas Yishas Halacha Yud Zayin, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha: that one needs mishpatei atnoim is only as far as a tnai of im is concerned. As far as a tnai de me'achshav, one does not need mishpatei atnoim. If someone says, me'achshav, the geirushin should be a geirushin if you do a specific action, and even if he was masna without all hilchas tnoim, still the tnai is considered a tnai. And for that reason, the Rambam says that we do not need a tnai kafel. If someone would say, me'achshav, and he would say, me'achshav, the get should be a get, if you give me mosayim zuz, then even though the Baal did not say that the get should not be a get, if you do not give mosayim zuz, but still the tnai is a tnai and the get is dependent upon the isha's giving of masayim zuz. L'chirah pshat in the Rambam is because the Rambam understands that we need a tnai kafel is not because we say that from that he said lav, we do not see that he means hein. But even though we see that he means hein, still as far as the halacha of tnai kafel, one has to express the hein. And mechalav is not enough to see as if he expressed the hein. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that by me'achshav, since one does not need to express the hein, just like one does not need any other of the mishpatei atnoim, for that reason we say that since he said lav, from that he said lav, we can understand the hein, and therefore his saying lav is enough. Only by a case of im, that we need mishpatei atnoim, over there we say mechalav yat hashem hein, and it is not considered as if he expressed the hein. The Ran in Gittin Daf Menvav and Rebeis, which is brought down in the Avnei Woman Semenyot, seems to argue on the Rambam. The Gemara says that in a case of someone that was Moitzi as Ishtay Mishum Iwanis, that he was Moitzi his wife because he thought that his wife was an Iwanis, And he said, at the time of Gerish and Haviyadas, you should know, Shem Yisham Ayonis Ani Meitziacha, the reason why I'm being Megarish you is because you are an Ayonis, and it comes out that she was not an Ayonis, that according to her mayor, the get is not Batal because he was not Kaitho his Tanai. He did not make a Tanai Kafel. He did not say that if you're not an Ayonis, the get should not be a get. And therefore the get is a get no matter what. Even if she is not an Ionis, still the get is a get according to Amir, since there was no Tanai Kafel. The Ran explains that even though one does not need all other Mishpatei Tanoim, since a Tanai is a Tanai Dua Sha'avar, the Tanai is a Tanai. Regarding something that happened already, when he is giving her a get and he is making a Tanai, the Tanai of Ionis is a Tanai about something that happened already, if the Isha is an Ionis at the time of Gerishin or not. And therefore we do not need all other Mishpatei Tanoim. For example, Hein Kodem Olav, and Tanai Kodem Omaisa, but still, according to Rameir, one needs a Tanai Kafel. Since that, the Rameir says one needs a Tanai Kafel, is because Rameir understands we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemeh Hein. For that reason, according to Rameir, even in a case where one does not need Mishpatei Atanoim, still one needs a Tanai Kafel, since we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemeh Hein. From the Ran, one clearly sees that the Rameir says one needs a Tanai Kafel is because Rameir understands that Mechalav, one does not see that he means the Hein. We do not know that he means the Hein. And not only is it not considered that he expressed the Hein, we do not know if his intentions are the Hein or not. And therefore, if one would give his wife a get, and he would say, I'm giving you a get because I think you're an Ionis, we will not assume that he means to say that if you're not an Ionis, the get should not be a get, but rather we will say that the get is a get no matter what, even if she is not an Ionis. Only if he speaks out the other tzad, if he speaks out that the get should not be a get if you're not an Ionis, only then will we say that the get is batel. So again, from the Ran, one clearly sees that the Ran understands that according to a mayor, that we say Mechalav Yeta Shemehein is because we say that according to a mayor, there is no raya from that he said Lav that he means the Hein. According to the Ran, one can explain our Gemara very simply. That our Gemara says that just like her mayor says the Mechalav Yeta Shemehein by Tanoim, so too her mayor says that by Nedarim Mechalav Yeta Shemehein is because according to her mayor Mechalav, we do not have any proof that he means the Hein. And since we do not have any proof that he means then, for that reason, his nether is not considered a nether. Based on this, one can say that our Gemara says our Mishnah is going according to Behuda, who says that we say Mechalav Ata Shemeh Hein. From a Behuda, we do not necessarily see that Mechalav Ata Shemeh Hein, that we see as if he actually said the Hein. But rather, from Behuda, all one sees is that we say Mechalav Ata Shemeh Hein, from that he said a lav, we can understand that he means Hein, which is enough for the parish of Nedarim. And so too is enough for the Tanai in the Gemara in Gittin that he was Maitias Ishtay Misham Ilanis, which as the Ran explains is a Tanai Dua Shavar, is a Tanai as far as something that happens already, is a Tanai if she is an Ilanis at the time of Gerishin or not. As far as such a Tanai, that there is no Halacha Mishpatei Atanoim, all one needs is that we should see from the Lav that his intentions are the Hein. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda says that one does not need a Tanai Kafel in order for the Tanai to be a Tanai. But as far as the Hilchas Tanai Kafel where one needs Mishpatei Atanoim, for example, regular Tanai Dua Abba, it could be Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rameir that one needs a Tanai Kafel, since even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechalav is not considered as if he actually said the Hein. And for that reason, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, when the Mishnah in Kiddushin brings down the Tana that is Chilok on Rameir and holds one does not need Tanai Kafel, the Mishnah brings down Rav Chanina as the Bar Pukta on Rameir, even though the Bar Pukta on Rameir all over Shas to Behuda, but still, as far as the Mishnah in Kiddushin is concerned, that one needs Mishpatei Atanam, Behuda agrees to Rameir that one needs a Tanai Kafel. Only as far as Nedarim and as far as the Tanai Dua Sha'avar, does the Behuda say that one does not need a Tanai Kafel since Mechalav, one sees that he means Hein even though it is not considered as if he expressed the Hein. Now, let's go back to the Shita of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam understands that by a Tanai Demei Achshav, one does not need Tanai Kafel. Uchaya from the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam understands that the whole halacha of Tanai Kafel, and we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemehein, is only as far as a case that one needs Mishpatei Atanam, that one needs to actually express both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein. Only as far as that do we say Mechalav Ata Shemehein. But in a case where one does not need Mishpatei Atanam, and all one needs is to see that the kavana of the person who is making the Tanai is both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein, then we say Mechalav Ata Shemehein, and therefore Bameachsham one does not need even Tanai Kafel. Well, here the obvious kash is, how does the Rambam understand our Gemara? What is our Gemara showing from that the Rambam says we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemehein, and therefore one needs a Tanai Kafel, that so too by Nedarim we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemehein? Well, here by Tanai Kafel there is a special halacha that one needs to express both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein based on Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. So to answer this kash on the Rambam, we find three basic mahalchim in the Mefarshim. Either one can say, as we said before, that in order for the neder to be considered a neder, it is not enough to see his intentions are to make a neder, but rather one needs a complete dibur of neder. For the reason, just like Rameir says, that as far as Tanai Kafel is concerned, we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemehein, that from that he said Lav, we see as if he said the Hein, so too, as far as Nedarim, we will not say Mechalav Ata Shemehein, to see as if he said the Hein from that he said the Lav, and therefore his Neder will not be considered a Neder. Only if we will say Mechalav Ata Shemehein will we consider his Neder as a Neder. That is one Mahalach, how one can explain our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. Another Mahalach is that we find by Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Basra in Oiz Tov HaMenches and in Simonim and Simim and Beis. Rabbi Chanan says the following Kiddush, that there are two machlokes between Rameir and Rabbanan. There is one machlokes as far as Mechalav Ata Shemehein between Rameir and Rabbanan, if from that he said alav, do we see that he means Hein or not? And that is the machlokes that we find between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda in Gittin and Daf Mem Vav. That even though the Mishnah in Gittin is referring to a Tanai Dlashavar, that as far as a Tanai Dlashavar is concerned, that there is no halacha mishpatei atnoim, one does not need all hilchas tnoim, that it went out from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, still where Meir says that one needs a Tanai Kafel, as we explained before, B'Shem Deran, since Meir understands, Amachalav Iata Shemea Hein, not only do we not see that he expressed a Hein, we do not even see that he means Hein. And for that reason, by Moitzius Ishtei Mishomayonis, Rameir says that one needs a Tanai Kafel, because without a Tanai Kafel, the Geirishin will be a Geirishin, even if she is not an Ilonis. Then there is another Machlokes between Rameir and Rabbanan as far as Tanai Kafel that is learned out from the Negadim Neiruvain. There Rameir says that from the Negadim Neiruvain we learn out a special halacha that one needs to be Kafel a Tanai. El Mechalav Yata Shemehein, that from that he said alav, we do not see an expression of the Hein, and for that reason will not be a kiyum of the halacha of Tanai Kafel that is learnt out from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. That the Gemara brings a raya from a mayor that we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemehein as far as Nedarim are concerned, is a raya from a mayor Shita and Gittin. From that there a mayor in Gittin says that one needs a Tanai Kafel. From there one sees that a mayor understands Mechalav Yata Shemehein, even as far as a case that one does not need all hilchas tnoim that it learns out from the God of Bnei Reuven. Still, Rameir says that from the Lav we do not hear that he means to say Hein. Since we do not see from the Lav that he means Hein, for that reason his neder will not be considered a neder. For that reason, Rabbi Chanan goes on to say that the Rambam himself understands that as far as the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda in Gittin, in a case where one does not need Mishpatei Atnoim, if we say Mechalav Ata Shemein or not, as far as that Machlokes, the Rambam says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we say Mechalav Ata Shemea Hein. Only as far as the other Machlokes, between a Meir and Rabbi Chanina, as far as the halachas of Tnoim that it learns out from the God of Neiruvain, if one needs a Tanai Kafel or not, only as far as that Machlokes, as the Rambam say that the halacha is like a Meir, that one needs a Tanai Kafel. Therefore, even though we say Mechalav Ata Shemehein as far as the Machlokes in Gittin is concerned, but still, that Mechalav Ata Shemehein will not be enough to be considered as if he was actually Kofel as Tanai, since it is not considered as if he actually expressed the Tzad of Hein. And for the Tanai Bnei Godim Neiruvin, one needs to actually express both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein. And for that reason, the Rambam says that by Tanai Bnei Achshav, that one does not need Mishpatei Atnoim, For that reason, we do not need a Tanai Kaful as well. Even though, according to Rameir Shita himself, in Gittin, one would need a Tanai Kaful even by a case of Me'achshav. Just like the Ran says, one needs a Tanai Kaful by Tanai Dlashavar, according to Rameir, even though one does not need all other Mishpatei Atanoim. But still, as far as that Machlekes, again, the Raman Paskins like a Behuda. That we say Machalav Atashmehain, that from that he said Lav, we see he means Hain, which is enough in a case where one does not need Mishpatei Atanoim. And for that reason, the Rambam says that as far as Nedarim are concerned, if he said Leichuan, his Neder is considered a Neder, even though our Gemara says Leichuan is dependent upon the Machlekes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. But still, as far as the Machlekes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that we say Melchalav, one sees that he means Hain, which is enough for Nedarim. And for that reason, the Rambam says that Leichuan is considered a Neder. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains the Shita of the Rambam as far as how to understand our Gemara. The obvious kasha is, if there is a machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, if Mechalav one sees that he means Hain or not, what is the Hechrich that there is another Shita of Rameir, that besides for that the Rameir says we do not say Mechalav Atashmein, that he means Hain, so too there is another Shita of Rameir that one needs an actual Tnai Kafel, that one needs to actually be Kafel Tnoi. Maybe that the Rameir says one needs a Tanai Kafel is only based on Rameir Shita and Gitzin that we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemea Hain. So to answer this kash, we find in the Sefer Rishima Shurim and Kiddush in the following Teretz, that had that been the Shita of Rameir only because we say that we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemea Hain, then Rameir still will not need to actually be Kafel Tanoi. It would just be enough to say the Tzad Lav. For example, if someone was Megarish his wife Al Tanai that she gives him a Sayim Zuz, all he would have to say is that the Gerishin should not be a Gerishin if she does not give him a Sayim Zuz. And from that, the Rameir says one has to be Kofel Tnoi, and it is not enough just to say the Tzad Lav. From there, one sees that there is a Halacha to be Kofel Tnoi. One has to say both Tzadim, both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein, in order for the Tnoi to be considered a Tnoi. Otherwise, the Tnoi is not considered a Tnoi, and therefore the Gerishin will be considered a Gerishin no matter what. That is the second mahalach as far as how to understand the Shita of the Rambam. The third mahalach is that we find in the Stipur Nedarim and Simanir Aleph. The Stipur says that the Rambam agrees to the Ran, that even where one does not need Mishpatei Atnoim, still Rameir understands we do not say Mechalav Atash Mehain, that from that he said Lav, we do not see that he means Hain. That the Rambam says that by Me'achshav one does not need a Tanai Kafel, is only because when he said, May Achshav the Gerishin should be a Gerishin if you give me Masayim Zuz, then even though he did not say that the Gerishin should not be a Gerishin if you do not give me Masayim Zuz, but still, since he only said that the Gerishin will be a Gerishin if you give me Masayim Zuz, then there is no way for the Gerishin to be Chal if the Isha does not give him Masayim Zuz, since he did not speak about that possibility. He only spoke about the possibility of the Gerishin being a Gerishin if the Isha gives Masayim Zuz. And therefore, even without us saying that his kavana is that the Gerishin should not be a Gerishin without the Isha giving Masayim Zuz, but still, the only option of the Gerishin being a Gerishin was that he said, if the Isha gives Masayim Zuz, and therefore if the Isha will not give Masayim Zuz, he did not speak about that possibility of the Gerishin being a Gerishin. And that is why the Gerishin is not a Gerishin if the Isha will not give Masayim Zuz. But not because we say that we see in that he said, if you give Masayim Zuz, that we see that the kavana of the Baal was that if you do not give Masayim Zuz, a Gerishin should not be a Gerishin. And so too the Stipur says one sees in the Ramban in the second Perek of Be'ah. That is a third Mahalach, how one can explain the Shita of the Rambam. So again, after the Rambam says that Bamiya Achshav one does not need Tanai Kafel, the Al-Khir from there one sees that the Rambam understands that one needs a Tanai Kafel is only because there is a halacha that one has to express both the Tzad Lav and the Tzad Hein. And as far as that, we say Mechalav Iyata Shemeh Hein. But as far as Kavanah is concerned, we say Mechalav Ata Shemeh Hein. One can explain our Gemara in one of three ways. Either one can explain our Gemara, that from our Gemara one sees, as Rabbi Chanan brings down in B'Shem Reb Chaim, that by Nedarim it is not enough to see one's Kavanah, but one needs an actual Dibur based on the Pasuk of Levate B'Sfasayim, and therefore one needs the halacha of Mechalav Ata Shemein in order to see as if one has an actual Dibur. Or one can say that even though the Rambam himself differentiates between the Kavana of the one who said Lav and to consider the one who said Lav as if he actually expressed the Hain, that is only because the Rambam does not
paskin exactly like Reb Meir Shita, since there are two chidushim that one finds b'shitas Reb Meir. First of all, Reb Meir in Gittin, and second of all, Reb Meir in Kiddushin. And the Rambam only paskins like Reb Meir Shita in Kiddushin and not like Reb Meir Shita in Gittin. On the other hand, our Gemara is referring to Reb Meir Shita in Gittin. The Reb Meir says we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemeya Hein at all. The third Eitzah to explain the Shita of the Rambam is that the Rambam understands that we do not say Mechalav Ata Shemeya Hein at all. And from the Lav we do not see that his intentions are the Hein. That the Rambam says, the way one does not need Mishpatei Atnoim, so too one does not need Tnai Kofel, is only as far as a Tnai of Me'achshav is concerned. That even without the Alocham Chalav Atashemehain, since the only possibility of the Geirishin being a Geirishin is only on the Tzad Hain, for that reason the Geirishin is not a Geirishin without the Kiyom Hatnai. In the Ritva on Gittin Daf Menvav, one sees the following Chiddush. The Ritva on Gittin Daf Menvav says that even though in the case of Meitzi Ishtei Mishamailanis, there is no Alocham Mishpatei Atnoim, and even though our mayor agrees that even though we say Mechalavi Yeta Shemein, but still there is an Umdina Demuchach, from Tnai B'nei God B'nei Reuven we learn out that an Umdina Demuchach is not enough. And even though one has an Umdina Demuchach, an Umdina Demuchach, which is only Muchach from what he said, is not enough for us to consider the Umdina as Dvorim Shebeliba Yobelev Ko'adam, but rather we say that it is still considered Dvorim Shebelev, which is Einam Dvorim. Just like we mentioned before in our previous year on the Vav B'Shem Reb Shimon. So again, the Ritva understands that even though where there is no halacha of Dibur, and even if there is an Umdina D'muchach, still Reb Meir says that from the Parasha Tnai Kofel, from that the Torah said, that one needs to be Kofel Tnai, one sees that an Umdina, even where one has an Umdina, from what one said, it is still considered Dvarim Shebelev, and for that reason one needs a Tnai Kofel. Based on that, one can go back to the previous pshat that we said, B'Shem the Tosfos HaRosh and the Goyin Halachim Mishnah according to the Rambam. The Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam understand that only Lachulin is dependent upon the Machlokes Reb Meir and Rabbanan. Lachulin is not dependent upon the Machlokes Reb Meir and Rabbanan. One can explain as follows. Even though Lachulin is not considered the same as saying Lachulin, but still one has an umdina that when he said Lachulin, he meant to say that whatever I eat should be considered like a korban. But since all it is an umdina from what he said, that itself is dependent upon the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir understands if one has an umdina from what he said, it is still considered Dvarim Shebelev, and therefore one needs a Tnai Kofel, and for that reason his nether will not be considered a nether. Yehuda argues, and Reb Yehuda understands that an umdina from what one said is considered an umdina, and since it is considered an umdina, for that reason one does not need a Tnai Kofel, and so too the nether will be considered a nether. That is a chayah, how one can explain the Shita of the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rambam according to the Goyin and the Halachim Mishnah.
So again, getting back to the Shita of the Rambam again, the Rambam says in Perak Aleph, Halach Yid Ches Mehilches Nedarim, that if someone says, Kol Ma Sha'ichel Imach Lo Yehei Chulin, Oy Lo Yehei Kasher, Oy Lo Yehei Dachi, Oy Lo Yehei Torah, Rezek Vishomer, Oy Kol Ma Sha'ichel Imcha Yiyah Karben, Shehu Aser. As we mentioned before, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that if one says lo yeichuin, then it is considered as if he says kol ma sheichel imcha yiyah karben? L'chirin our Gemara one sees that that is only according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that mechalav ata shemeya hein. On the other hand, according to Meir, who says we do not say mechalav ata shemeya hein, so too if one says lo yeichuin, he does not become aser. And since the Rambam paskins like Meir, for that reason the Rambam says one needs a tnai kofel. If so, how can the Rambam say that by saying Oichun one becomes Aser? L'chayah, the Rambam does not hold of Mechalav Ata Shemeyahein. So to answer the Shita of the Rambam, so far we mentioned two Tirutzim, how the Achrinim are Miyashiv, the Shita of the Rambam. First is the Teretz of the Halachim Mishnah and the Goyin, that the Halachim Mishnah and the Goyin differentiate between a case of Achuin, which is the case of our Mishnah, which is dependent upon the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that we say Mechalav Ata Shemehein, and then there is a case of Loichuin, that one said Loichuin as two different words, that then we say that even according to a mayor, we consider as if he said Karben. Saying Loichuin is the same thing as saying Karben. And therefore, for that reason, the Rambam and Halach Yid Ches, who is talking about a case that he said Loichuin, For that reason, the Rambam says that Oichun is considered a neder even according to a mayor. Rabbi Chanan, on the other hand, explains the Rambam as follows, that even though one sees in our Gemara that according to a mayor, Oichun does not become aser, but that is only according to a mayor in Gittin who understands that Mechalav Iyat HaShemeh Hein, and we do not even see that his intentions are Hein. But as far as that machlokes between a mayor and a behudin get in, the Rambam says that halacha is like a behudin, not like a mayor. Only as far as the machlokes between a mayor and a chanina, if one needs a tnai kaf or not, only as far as that machlokes does the Rambam say that halacha is like a mayor, that one needs a tnai kaf, and mechalav is not considered as if he actually spoke out the hain. But as far as his intentions are concerned, then we say Mechalav Ata Shmehein like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Gittin. And for that reason, as far as Nedarim are concerned, if someone says Oichun, it is considered a Neder, since we see that his intentions are to make a Neder. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains the Shita of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef and Yeridea Simon Reish Daud, on the other hand, explains the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands that our Gemara says Havrua Mai Luchun Loi Luchun Loi Havei Ola Korban Mani Mas Nisin. Rabbi Yehuda is only a Havrua, is only a Havamina. L'maskonas HaGemara, after the Gemara brings down the Breisa, that in the Breisa it says Achun Shalich Alachaser, which the Gemara explains that the Breisa is going according to her mayor. One sees that according to the Gemara's maskana, even according to her mayor, Achun Shalich Alachaser. And therefore the Rambam is paskening like the Gemara's maskana, that even according to a mayor that one needs a tnai kafel, still achuin shaychalach is aser. Now to explain the Gemara Shakovatari, if according to a mayor achuin shaychalach is mutter or aser, l'chera one can explain the Gemara Shakovatari in one of two ways. Either one can say that the Gemara Shakovatari is as far as how to understand that the mayor says that one needs a tnai kafel, and we do not say mechalav ata shemehein. Is it because we say that according to a mayor, we do not say Mechalav Atar Shemein at all, and we do not even know if the person means Hein or not? Is that the pshat? And for that reason, our Gemara and the Havamina understands that according to a mayor, the Neder will not be a Neder. Or do we say no, that even according to a mayor, Mechalav Atar Shemein Hein, as far as his intentions are concerned, that the mayor says that one needs a Tanai Kafo, is only because Mechalav is not considered as if he actually expressed the Hein. And for the parasha of Tnom that is learned out from the Igor of Neruvain, one needs an actual dibur of both the hein and the lav. But since even according to Amir Mechalav Atar Shemehein, as far as his intentions are concerned, for that reason our Gemara's maskana is that if one says Achuan Shaychalach, even according to Amir, the neder is considered a neder. That is one way how one can explain the Shakov Atar of our Gemara, as Beis Yosef explains according to the Rambam, and so too we find in the Tosfos Rid. Another way to explain our Gemara Shakov Atarya is to say that our Gemara Shakov Atarya is as far as Nedarim are concerned. That the Rameir says one needs a Tanai Kafel is because the Rameir understands that Mechalav is not considered as if one expressed the Hein. Our Gemara Shakov Atarya is as far as Nedarim do we say that Nedarim needs a Dibur. And for that reason, just like her mayor says, Mechalav Iyat HaShemein, as far as Tanai Kafel, so too his neder will not be considered a neder, which is the Havamin of our Gemara, that for that reason, Achuan Shaychalach, according to her mayor, will not be considered a neder, since one did not express the Mashaychalach should be considered a korban. On the other hand, our Gemara, Lumaskana, understands that by Nedarim one does not need a Dibur. As long as one expressed one's intentions, that itself is enough to be considered a neder. And for that reason, according to our Gemara's maskana, Achuan Shaychalach, even according to Meir, will be aser, since by saying Achuan Shaychalach, he expressed that his intentions are to make a neder. That is another way how one can explain the Gemara Shakov Atarya according to the Beis Yosef's Rambam and the Shita of the Tosfos Rid.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.